Did you guys see that? I can't believe that Glenn Beck. I can't believe people listen to him. How did he get? Did he just get, I guess, a following when he was on Fox? Like, how does Glenn Beck exist? How does Glenn Beck exist? And I'm still on. Well, I guess he's on the internet too. So, you know, it's not like he's on network TV. But Jesus, I mean, this guy. He's. Did you see this new the new video? I mean, he's like begging people in South Carolina to vote Ted Cruz, and not just. He's invoking God. He's like, please, please. I mean, it's like, wow. these guys are just, they're not, I mean, it's like they're going to the church. Like, how the hell, listen, I got to, please, somebody explain this to me. Someone's got to explain this to me. Somebody explain that to me. Explain that to me. How does... And I'm telling you, it's BS. Deep down inside, Limbu and Levin do not want a Republican in office. They do not want a Republican in office. They don't. I'm telling you, they don't. They want another 8 years of easy radio. No way. There's no way. Ted Cruz can win a general election. I don't care how weak Bernie Sanders is. I don't care how weak Hillary Clinton is. Ted Cruz cannot win the general election when his entire campaign is based off of hitting churches and begging parishioners to vote for him. Seriously, there's not that many people that go to church and actually listen to whoever is in charge, and that person tells them to vote a certain way. I'm telling you that they literally are hitting churches. How does Ted Cruz win the general election? How? How does Ted Cruz win the general election? How does he win? How does he get more votes than Mitt Romney or John McCain? How? How? Levin and Limbaugh will not say where those votes are coming from. They will not say, where are these Jesus freaks going to come from? And all my Jesus freaks that listen to me, please, don't get all... I know I've lost some of you as listeners, because you're like, he's insulting us. He's saying, listen, you love Jesus, right? You worship Jesus. You put him on your Twitter icons. My love of my God, and this, okay. You follow what he tells you. If he tells you to don't eat meat on Fridays, you do it. Okay, listen, I'm a little freak on certain things, okay? I'm a Metallica freak. I love Metallica. I listen to Metallica all the time. See, I don't find there's anything wrong. Oh, what are you, a Metallica freak? Yes, I am, see? That's it. There's nothing wrong with that. So, where are all the Jesus freaks in this country? Just because you go to church doesn't mean you vote based on the church's ideas. You go to church. There's something that makes you feel good to be connected to something that you can't see, that somehow gives you answers for things you don't know. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. People go to church who, when pushed on the issue of, really, you believe an invisible man in the sky created the earth, created the, just, he just watches you, and they go, you believe in people living in Wales, you believe in it. I mean, you know, there's a line. There's people that believe that, and then there's people that believe the concepts of religion, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But the people that believe in concepts make up a lot more than the people that believe in talking snakes and so forth and so on. And those are the people that the Levins and the Limbaughs and the Larry Elders think are going to come out in droves. There's droves of them. No, there's not. There's not. If there were, listen, if there was that many of them in this country that could shift an election and catapult a Ted Cruz into office, policies would be different. Seriously, policies would be things would be different. So here's Glenn Beck fishing for votes at Morningstar Fellowship Church. It's just bizarre. With this urgency, is it safe to say we go back to my original statement in that if Ted Cruz finishes third, he's done? I mean, if Ted Cruz finishes third, is he done? I would think he's done, especially when you got Glenn Beck hitting the church circuit. I mean, that's what it's like, it's a church circuit. You right now, this is your last call, America. This is your last call. I am here as a citizen, a fellow citizen, and I am begging you, please do not dismiss the peril we are in. Do not dismiss. Fall to your knees and pray to God. To reveal to you what the hour is, ask the dear Lord, dear Lord, to show you who the man is, the man that has the integrity, has the connection, and who will fall to his knees as the result of the desk. Who, before he acts, doesn't think of a poll, but looks to the Constitution and the Holy Holy Scriptures, our Bible and our Constitution both come from God. They're both sacred scriptures. That's frightening, man. That's frightening. And to think, seriously, and for Limbaugh and Levin, for Limbaugh and Levin actually try to convince their audience, and I can't believe, and I know that audience is an audience that I want, and I can't believe that audience is this stupid. Seriously, I can't believe this audience is stupid. For them to, yeah, the Bible and the Constitution, and yeah, we need a leader who goes, all right, what's the Constitution say, and what does the Bible say? Yeah, I mean, that's very icy sounding. Seriously, that's like ISIS. I've said this before. I said this before. Yes. Today. Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, with the exception of those a-holes on that TV show, are pretty mainstream. All right? We don't cut heads off. We don't do things like that. Okay? But the notion or even the hint of a leader thinking what move to make as far as our country, rather domestic or abroad, for that leader to actually open up the Bible and read scripture and go, I'm thinking, what would Moses do in this situation? That's very, very Islamic sounding. It is. Again, we don't cut heads off. I get it. And before you Jesus freaks jump on me and start emailing me and Twittering me and saying I'm an a-hole, just hear me out. I'm not comparing the two as far as the barbaric tactics and, raping and pillage. I'm just talking about the mindset of saying we need to lead, we need to run, we need to govern using scripture. That's an Islamic philosophy. When we talk about Sharia law and we say, Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, it's like Sharia law, which is rules and standards set forth by Mohammed, this is not right. This is not right. This is not normal. Well, when Glenn Beck is telling people that voting for Ted Cruz means he will govern with a constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other, that's kind of ISIS sounding. That's kind of Muslim sounding. That's kind of Sharia law sounding. That's all. I'm not saying Christians are like ISIS and they cut heads off and they rape women. I'm not saying it all. I'm just saying the Islamic philosophies of governing and countries like Saudi Arabia that govern based off of scripture is exactly what Glenn Beck is saying. And that's a little unnerving. It's one thing to protect religious liberty. It's one thing to say, hey, you're a county clerk and you don't want to sign a gay marriage certificate. Okay. That other person can sign it. That's your religious liberty problem. Oh, you have a cake store or you're a wedding photographer and people come to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about hiring you. You're not a park. You're not a mall. You're a mom-pop business that basically can pick and choose what you want to do. And you're like, I don't want to send all my photographers to, I don't do gay weddings. That's all. Fine. Seriously. Fine. You want a little prayer before school? Fine. Fine. But when you're sitting there and you're thinking, what would Moses do? What would Pontius Pilate do? What would Jesus do? What would Adam and Eve do? When you're sitting there using the Bible to govern, that's a little spooky. That's a little scary. And that's what Glenn Beck is saying. That's what Glenn Beck is saying. And he went on to finish with, I know there is a God. I testify to you that I see a storm coming. And God does have a place for each and every one of us. It is your job now to be able to sleep at night. Go door to door to talk to every person you know to find a candidate that will stand where God is telling him to stand in an unshakable way. Get your family to vote. Friends to vote. You cannot stand on the sideline. It is not enough for you just to go out and vote. You must be an evangelist. The Constitution of the United States. This is your last call, America. Stand, stand, stand for the man I believe was raised for this hour. And he is Ted Cruz. Wow. And according to Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin, there's millions and 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 millions of people that will listen to that and say, I got to vote for Ted Cruz. He will be the president. Hallelujah. And that will catapult Ted Cruz into the presidency. Again, not sure how that happens if Ted Cruz does not win South Carolina. I don't know how that happens if Ted Cruz does not win Nevada. These are all states that Ted Cruz would need to win. Ted Cruz would need to win South Carolina. Ted Cruz would need to win Nevada. Ted Cruz would need to win New Hampshire. I mean, these are states that Ted Cruz would need to win. Ted Cruz would need to win Pennsylvania. Is this message going to go over in South Carolina? Is this message going to go over in Nevada? We're going to know. I don't see how this message goes over in Pennsylvania. I don't know how this message goes over in Ohio. Yeah, sure, there's pockets. There's pockets in Pennsylvania, you know, Amish country. Places where Rick Santorum carried to become a senator, but that didn't last too long. I don't know in Pennsylvania where the Ted Cruz Bible in my one hand, Constitution in the other, is going to carry him. I don't see it. This illusion that Limbaugh and Levin like to put out there is kind of bizarre. I don't know if this message resonates in Colorado. I don't know how this message resonates in Florida. Dade County. I mean, you know, I got my Bible in my hand, in my left hand. Got my Constitution in the right. I don't see it. But hey, doing this for 2 years, year and a half, Limbaugh and Levin and Prager and Hugh Hewitt, they've been doing it for 20, 30 years. They make millions and millions and millions of dollars. So I guess they're doing something better than me. Guess they're doing something more right than me. So I guess, hey, they're right. I guess there are a lot of people in this country that are just sitting on the sidelines. And they're waiting. They have their Constitution in their left hand, their Bible in the right. And they're just waiting for that candidate that also carries the Constitution in his left hand, Bible in his right, not in a backpack. They're just waiting. And now that that candidate is Ted Cruz, oh, they're going to come out in droves. They're coming out in droves. We'll see, because if they don't come out in droves in South Carolina Saturday, it ain't going to happen in the rest of the country. Okay? Let's face it. They don't come out in droves in South Carolina. They're not coming out in all these other places that Ted Cruz would need to beat Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders in a general election. My thoughts, we'll see. But I think Ted Cruz is nothing more than a 2016 version of Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee. Nothing more, nothing less. The huckster. Fraud. And he will lose just like Santorum and Huckabee.